I'm rather afraid of the water. I'm very nervous around water. I don't like pools or any of that kind of jazz. And a friend of mine wanted to go on vacation, and he said, let's go somewhere. I said, where to? And he wanted to go to Myrtle Beach. So he said, just step out into the ocean so you say you've been in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay. So I stepped out, and the water is probably like maybe a little bit above my ankles. Okay, it's not too bad. So I thought, let's take another step out. Now it's probably up to my knees. Doing pretty good with this. I thought, well, maybe I'm conquering my fears. Good job, Dave Sundberg. So then I thought, well, let's go a little further. So I'm up now maybe to my waist. I'm thinking, you know, I think that's okay. I'm going to be okay. All of a sudden, this big wave came in, pulled me under. I go down. I think, here I come, Lord. I get my feeding, and I get back up on out of the water, and I've been on solid ground ever since. Now, I probably was under the water probably 10 seconds, if that much. But for those 10 seconds, I thought, I am going to drown. It terrified me. Dan and Amanda, in a few minutes, when we celebrate the sacrament of baptism, in all of a matter of moments, very few seconds, in the pouring of the water and the saying of the words, I baptize you, William will drown to an old way of life that we inherited from our parents, Adam and Eve, that original sin that has plagued all of us, and immediately rise to newness of life in Christ Jesus. All in a matter of seconds, there is a drowning and a being reborn again, all in a matter of seconds in the life of Christ. Those are powerful moments in the life of a child, in the life of a parish community. I would imagine, Dan and Amanda, that when you had the baby, people brought you gifts, and maybe they might even bring you a few gifts today, maybe, hopefully, okay? They're all tokens of love and esteem for both of you and for William. But you know, on this Respect Life Sunday, you show to all of us a variety of ways of giving gifts. The first gift is that you said yes to each other as husband and wife, committing yourselves to each other for all of time, sharing your life and your love. And because you said yes to each other, you then said yes to life. And William is the fruit of your love. And you said yes to him. And then today, in front of all your parishioners, you were saying yes to God, that the gift of faith that you yourself have received, the gift of faith that is so important to you, you want to pass on to William. So that the gifts and blessings and the graces that you have received throughout your life and in your vocation and in your sacrament, you want William to share in as well. In our readings today, we see the beautiful images of creation, of life, of marriage, of dignity, value, and worth. We see the creation of man, that he is beautiful and dignified because he is the image and likeness of God. And because God knew that man could not be alone without a suitable partner, he brought him the woman, who is beautiful and dignified and has value and worth, and brings them together in an inseparable bond in the sacrament of marriage. The sacrament of marriage begins in the Garden of Eden. God makes the sacrament of marriage for man and woman to be able to give themselves totally to each other, a giving and receiving, an undivided heart, openness to life, a bond of unity for all time. And when they question Jesus about this, he doesn't go back to what Moses said. He goes back to what God said, God's original purpose and intention of what man and woman and marriage and sexuality is all about. And in our culture today, we see all of this being torn apart constantly. Being torn apart by saying, it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that, when God says, no, it's not. Here is my purpose, here is my direction. Not to make us miserable in life, but when putting God's ways into our life, accepting what he has given to us, it makes our life better. Not that there's not going to be challenges in marriage. Anybody who's married here, you'll know that there's problems and struggles in marriage. For me as a priest, there's struggles and problems in priesthood. But I know this is what God wants me to do and wants me to be. Married couples know what they want to do and what they want to be. there for each other and for their children. And so in this Respect Sunday, we should remember the beauty and dignity of human life from the moment of conception all the way to the natural end. The beauty and dignity of each individual, man and woman. The beauty and dignity of the sacrament of marriage. The beauty and dignity of the gift of sexuality. All of these things are God giving to us a gift to express to the rest of the world who God is in our lives.